Well, when older adults move into a retirement home, it's the last move they'll make, or so the thinking goes. That's what the residents at Exeter House in downtown Seattle had planned. But now the building is being sold. It's another example of how the city is changing. KOW's Ruby DeLuna has the story.
Exeter House was built as an apartment hotel for elegant living in the 1920s. At the time, it was part of a construction boom downtown, and you can see its glorious past from its dark wood panels, the crystal chandelier, and the grandfather clock in the lobby. It's 12 noon. I'm meeting Jeanne Francis. She's 86 years old, and she lives here.
All right, let's go, and I'll have a bowl of soup.
We head over to the dining room.
Let's set up over in the corner.
All right.
Our table gives us a good view of who's lunching.
He lives here. He just came back from the hospital. The other two men are both retired Presbyterian pastors.
There are only about a dozen people today. I asked Jeanne if the dining room has ever been full.
When I first moved here, yes. But see, this building is going to close forever. All of us have to be out of here by the end of September. And most of us have already left.
The building is being sold. It's been the buzz here since last fall when the announcement was made. Jeanne will move to Capitol Hill sometime next month. She hears the new place is nice, but she says it's not Exeter House. She had always known she wanted to live here because of the building's unique charm.
No two apartments in this building are the same.
And for its location downtown.
Because that's where the life of the city is.
Exeter House is on First Hill, close to the hospitals, and it's only four blocks from her church where she volunteers her sewing skills for the clothing drive. She says she's going to miss all that. Seattle is in the midst of another building boom. People are coming and going. Retirement homes are not immune to the pressures of change.
We need to reinvent some of our own communities to accommodate today's residents who are asking for more amenities, but also the boomer generation.
Torsten Hirsch is president and CEO of Presbyterian Retirement Communities Northwest. PRCN is the nonprofit that owns and runs Exeter House.
The new generation of residents is engaged in yoga. They run on a daily basis. They want a comprehensive fitness and wellness area. They're looking for a pool and other things.
Hirsch says PRCN looked into investing in those kinds of amenities at Exeter House and decided there just wasn't enough space in the property to do that. And financially, it wouldn't pencil out. Hirsch says it was a difficult decision to sell Exeter House. One of the criteria in selecting the buyer is that whoever takes over will keep the building's historic character intact. At the same time, he says they're trying to preserve its community, its residents.
Exeter House and all of our communities are really the people in the buildings. You know, the building infrastructure is a shell that is just a platform to serve our residents and to enrich also our employees and our team members' lives. And when you go through a transition, such with Exeter House, we always strive to preserve the culture.
To do that, most of the staff at Exeter House will also transfer to PRCN's Capitol Hill property, where many residents now live. Social workers have also helped in the transition. And by the end of May, PRCN hopes to disclose the old building's new owner. Back at Exeter House, lunch is over. The dining room has cleared out. From the window, you can see Freeway Park. The building is in downtown, but you wouldn't know it. Jeanne Francis points out the route she takes when she goes out for a walk.
You go down 8th Avenue, about where that magnolia tree is blooming, and you can cut through the convention center.
Being close to the park is one of the things she'll miss about living downtown. Exeter House has been her home since 2008. Yes, moving is hard, but Jeanne is more philosophical about the transition.
Yesterday is over. Tomorrow isn't here yet. So today unfolds in front of you. And if you're prepared to have an adventure while that's happening, which I am, I look forward to it, to every day, because it's a new day.
Jeanne says she's still part of the city. She's simply moving on. Home, she says, is where you hang your hat. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.